I'm Katie Clark, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. The province of Aceh is one of the most conservative regions in Indonesia, the world's most populous Muslim nation. Aceh has special autonomy, and it recently passed a law that imposes the death penalty for Muslim adulterers. The method? Stoning. Parts of Aceh have also banned women from wearing tight trousers. The people in charge of enforcing the new rules are the Sharia police. The BBC's Karishma Vaswani recently went out on patrol with them.
It's Saturday night, and the Sharia police are cruising the streets. First stop, the beach, a popular destination for teenagers. A well-known ballad plays on the radio. Couples lounge on plastic chairs in front of makeshift cafes. But the party doesn't last for long. The Sharia police zero in on their first target.
Well, the Sharia police have just caught a couple who they say were sitting too close to one another, and that's against Islamic law. Now, we tried to speak to this couple, but they didn't want to be interviewed, and the Sharia police have told them that they need to go home and leave this secluded area.
Islam.
One of the police told me why.
Under our laws, an unmarried man and woman who sit together alone in the dark are immoral. To prevent them from committing adultery, we stop them.
Religious law has penetrated all parts of Aceh's life. It's even made its presence felt here at an ordinary high school basketball game. Boys and girls sit on opposite sides of the court, forced apart by the Sharia police. 18-year-old Nindi is here with her friends, but she stands out. She refuses to wear the traditional Muslim headscarf because she doesn't agree with the Sharia police's rules.
I really don't like them at all. I really hope that the government, you know, don't rule our lives. My life, I mean, this is my personal life. I have my own choice. I have my own belief, my own faith. So you shouldn't really, like, judge me like that. If I don't wear this, for instance, doesn't mean that I'm a bad Muslim.
Many in Aceh are concerned about how their province is changing. Now, there's a new law that's got people worried. Only in place in one part of Aceh, the law bans women from wearing tight trousers. Nofi sells tight trousers for a living. Her store is in Bandar Aceh. The ban doesn't yet apply here. But already she's seen sales slump by 50%.
They can't impose that kind of ban. What we wear doesn't reflect our morality. It's our right to wear what we want, as long as we don't go against our religion.
But lawmakers who support Sharia law say before it was introduced, opinions were sought from Aceh's citizens, and for the most part, people approved. Stoning for adulterers and banning tight trousers may sound harsh, but they point out strict laws exist in other parts of the world too. Burhanuddin is one of the men who passed the stoning law.
China has a death penalty. So does America. They even detain people without trial there. Why do people only point the finger at Aceh?
For Nindi and her friends, the answer to that question is glaringly obvious. Hanging out at the beach, they're like teenagers all over the world. But in Aceh, defying bans risks serious consequences. Adultery can lead to stoning, although no one's been punished yet. And if girls like Nindi are caught in tight trousers, the Sharia police can make them change into a modest skirt, which the police carry with them. For The World, this is Karishma Vaswani, Bandar Aceh.